Brendan Iambadejo, Ravens linebacker, our guest tonight on Ravens One-on-One. Brendan, this has been an interesting year, to say the very least, for you at a personal level and as a public figure level. Earlier this year, you came out in support of gay marriage, and you became almost a flashpoint of controversy when Maryland House Delegate Emmett Burns Jr. sent a letter to Steve Bisciotti demanding the Ravens owner silence you. Now, there's a lot of facets to that. First and foremost, the fact that Steve Bisciotti did not even attempt to silence you. How did that make you feel for the organization you work for?
It made me feel really good. And the thing that the Ravens have preached since I've been here the last 5 years is you come to work and you be yourself. If you can be yourself in the workplace, then you'll excel at everything that you do. And they really put the money where their mouth is when they supported me when I supported gay marriage. And it's something, you know, I've supported for the last 4 or 5 years now. But to come under fire nationally, you know, from a delegate here in Maryland, and the Ravens supported me, it really made me feel good. Dick Cass did a great job of pulling me aside and saying, hey, Brendan, you're doing a good job. Keep doing it.
And it was at a time where the issue of gay marriage was right on the fence, whether it might pass, whether it wouldn't pass, whether it would get voted in, whether it would get voted out. So you played a pivotal role in that in terms of putting a public face of a heterosexual man who was a sports star into an issue that prior to this election was gay rights, which was, I would say, a subsector of the society. You bridged the gap and made it human rights. Where did you draw the personal courage to do that in a work world that it has never been done before?
Yeah, well, nationally, it's never passed. You know, it's been put up to vote. It's always been shot down. So it just says so much about Maryland and the state in which we live in that it for the first time in United States history that gay marriage was up and it passed here in the state of Maryland. And for me personally, I just see it as a human rights issue. It's not gay rights. It's just equal rights. It's just human rights. And whether it's suffrage or, you know, go back to slavery or segregation, gay rights, it's all the same thing to me. And I felt like it was an important issue. And, you know, we look at people like Martin Luther King or Rosa Parks or President Abraham Lincoln, and they all did the right thing. And now it's time for someone to step up. And I guess I was just the right man for the job to step up as a heterosexual male. And it took, to get slavery passed, it took a white man like Abraham Lincoln to abolish slavery. So why not have a heterosexual individual like myself step up for gay marriage?
And knowing the nature of NFL locker rooms the way I do, that puts you in a situation where you were going to be open to a lot of heckling.
Yes.
I can't imagine anybody would actually take you on your opinions, but I know Terrell Suggs gives me a lot of grief over my name, so I'm sure he was giving you plenty of grief over your stance.
Yeah, well, the big thing is it's not an opinion. It's a fact. It's human rights. It's not about opinions. It's not about anything but pure facts that, you know, people are not treated equally that are gay. It's a fact. So, but yeah, I've gotten a lot of scrutiny. I'm officially known as the ambassador, the gay ambassador in the locker room. And guys,
well, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see where GQ named you as an honorary gay?
An honorary gay, yes.
So you're going to hear about that in a locker
room. Yeah, well, that was last week. But, you know, I'm extremely honored and extremely humbled that I can help, you know, as a football player. I just play a game and it's football, but I can actually help change the lives of millions of people. I can make the American family unit stronger by allowing people to get married and adopt kids and get the over 1,000 rights that heterosexual couples have. So I feel like I've been a game changer, and I'm extremely blessed and humbled and extremely happy as well, just to be able to support a cause and help champion such a important cause that affects this whole country. 10% of the population is gay, but, you know, 1 or 2, 3 degrees of separation affects everyone. Has a gay relative, a gay friend, a gay cousin, and I get to help them just by giving my voice, and this very humbling experience.
And this was not a one-day thing. This was a protracted amount of time, and it was a very, very heated contest, and there were a lot of different opinions coming from a lot of different angles. You had to really stand for your beliefs through an awful lot of that period. What did you learn about yourself at the tail end of that maybe you didn't know about yourself at the beginning of it?
Man, I learned that the more that people fought me on this, the more strength it gave me to fight harder. I learned that there's a lot of ignorance in the world. And at one time, it was black people couldn't vote, or black people couldn't, you know, ride in a certain part of the bus, or you couldn't even drink water or do certain things. And there's still people that are persecuted just by, you know, the way they're born and the way that they are, their orientation. They're still treated like second-class citizens. And we consider the United States the best country in the world. I definitely think it is. And it's the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I'm going to fight, you know, with everything I have to make sure my kids aren't affected by these these unfortunate acts of other people. I'm going to make sure that my kids have all the rights that everyone else has. However they end up, I'm going to love them regardless of however they are.